He's a local Norwood lad with a degree in law, a passion for business, and a love of wine. He's proven influential in Port's great defensive record.
That's a terrific mark by Jonas.
And last year, he took on the number one Guernsey as Port Adelaide's standalone skipper. Please welcome to the Rush Hour with Bernie Bluey and Jars, Tom Jonas.
Oh, we love this man. Good afternoon, Tom. Thanks for giving us some of your time. We know you're busy and you're out of isolation, are you?
Out Friday morning, but yeah, no, it's good to be on, boys, and just hear a different voice because, geez, you know, just talking to a 20-month-year-old for 4 days straight isn't that much fun. And me and the missus aren't talking anymore.
Oh, no. Hey, you get out, you say you get out tomorrow. Have you been able to do any training or fitness stuff? Are you worried about being a bit underdone on the weekend?
Nah, pretty well sorted. The boys have got a treadmill and drop some weights up, and you know, you want to slack. You go through patches in your career where you're a little bit injured and don't train that much anyway. But when the ball bounces, you just got a job to do and you get it done. So it's been, you know, disappointing not to be around the boys, but also nice to sort of spend some time at home.
Wasn't anything to do with your visit to the Brekkie crew last week, was it? Or yeah, it seems like you went down straight after.
Yeah, they're filthy.
Did have a bit of a funny cough going on, but there was other things I was more worried about catching than COVID from them.
Loz didn't jump you either, did she?
Nah, she wouldn't shut up about Bailey Smith. I couldn't even get a look at me.
Yeah, he's not re-signing as well at the moment, I've heard. But, hey, big game because down at the Cattery, tough road trip for anyone. Fremantle were able to win a little bit early in the year, but Geelong 5-4, yourselves are 4-5. It becomes an 8-point game.
Yeah, an enormous game for us. I think we've got some good momentum, and to be able to go down there and win another one on the road would be fantastic. The Cats are not playing, you know, their trademark footy right now, and they're gettable down there. So we're pretty confident that if we rock up and play the way we have in the last sort of month, that we'll give ourselves a shot.
Tommy, one of my favourite players, Orazio Fantasia, when he does play, he only plays at the moment, but is he any chance or is he going to play SANFL?
I think there's a chance he'll be the sub again, given that the Magpies play on Sunday. So there's a possibility there. I mean, he's been training a lot, so he has got a sort of fitness under his belt. Obviously, it's not quite the same as a game, but he hasn't lost that touch. He's ready to go from a skills point of view. It's probably more the physicality. A quarter or something would be perfect, but if he's not going to play, you prefer him to get a whole game in at SNFL level.
A big Chuck Dixon. Sounds like he'll spend at least another week out.
Yeah, I think he'll just get that ankle right and, you know, get some game time under his belt and hopefully just clunk a few and get the confidence back. And while the other three big boys are going well at AFL level, there's no need to rush him in.
Tommy, what parts of the game do you need to shut down the Geelong Football Club? We know they're unbelievable at on their home deck at Cadinia Park. What's it? Is it in the midfield? Their key forwards? You've got to shut down their running half backs. What areas will you guys target?
Yeah, there's a few bits to them, as you just talked about, but I think contest is the main one. You get them done inside. You know, they obviously got the fearless leader, Joel Selwood, and Danger in there. You get them done, that goes a long way to being around the mark. And then, I mean, their kick and catch game's another thing. If they can make you defend with the ball, then it's going to be a long night. So you want to take it back off them as early as possible.
I reckon you need to send someone, a defensive forward, to Tom Stewart. I reckon he's almost
he's form half back at the moment, isn't he?
Outstanding. Who could do that role in your side, you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you can give a role to almost anybody, and if they've got the right mindset, they can get it done. But you don't want it to take away from their game too much. So we'll look at that and assess whether it needs to be done. But hopefully we're using the ball good enough to keep him accountable.
Hey, when we prep for our show, we write what's going on the board, and your name up there was written down by Jars because he thought he'd just write down what our show was like tonight. And he's written you down as, wait, make sure you're sitting down.
Don't.
Tony Jonas.
Tony Jonas. That's not the first time either.
Isn't it?
I reckon you got it wrong last week as well. I got a couple of messages coming through. So
Tommy,
they called you Tim Jonas.
He's banned from the board now. Oh, that was quite funny.
Oh, apologize, still up there, Tommy. Tony, you're still, Jonas. You're still one of my favourites.
That's why you like the pre-record, don't you, Jars?
Yeah, no, not really. I like live radio as we're doing it right now. Now, mate, all the best, and it's good to see you back in the jumper, and no doubt a very important game for your football club. And don't forget our product. Where's our product? You give it to the Hareki crew who don't,
the
who don't even...
Wines. The Hayden wines are on their way. Next week when I can get in studio, actually, I'll be in Mune next week, so I'll be in there 100%.
Hey, Tony, so's Christmas, mate.
Tony and Tim will be in.
See you, buddy. All the best. There he is, Tommy Jonas, Port Adelaide captain.
See you, boys.